Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Breath of the tea, spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Breath of the tea, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for
breathe
this one,
man. Breath of the tea, spirituality.
You got a question for R.L.?
And welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you so much for being here with me. Woo! This show, Reality Spirituality, is about how to experience more happiness in your life. And when I say how to experience, I really mean how, because there is a formula. There is a formula for happiness. That's right. Listen, it's been decades coming up with it, me working in my basement by myself, but there is a formula for it. And so on this show, I share with you how to. Who doesn't want to experience more happiness in their life? Who doesn't? I mean, isn't that the search? Isn't that the ultimate search? Isn't that the ultimate goal? Isn't that the ultimate feeling? And when I say happiness, let me just define it for you. Let me give you, not define it for you, let me give you my definition. Because one of the things that I had to learn the hard way is that everybody's different. We are all as different as our fingerprints. All of us are different. We're all different. And we're all unique, and we're all on our own journey. We are all on our own personal journey. Customized journey. And it took me a long time to really get that and accept that, because trust me, I could look out and find something wrong with every single person I met. But let me get back to the definition of happiness, because you know I could start rambling on forever. My definition of happiness is being able to be at peace regardless of what happens in this world and in my life, and regardless of what doesn't happen. Happiness is the ability to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. Happiness is a state of being. And when I say happiness, I'm talking about a contentment, a vibration of contentment, a vibration of balance, a vibration that is rooted in trust. Surrendering, relaxing, trusting that everything is unfolding, everything is happening for a reason. Everything that is happening to me, when I say to me, everything that's happening to me is for my betterment, is to serve me. Well, however it feels, or however I'm programmed to look at it, or however I'm programmed to view it, everything that happens has a great reason for it. Now, I might not be able to feel or know that reason right when I'm in the middle of it, but the trust, the trust, I have to put my shoulders down on this one, because it is just blind trust in knowing and believing and practicing that, and when I say practicing that, I mean being about it, trusting. You know, we're going through this pandemic. The first thing when you look out, the first thing you can tell, you can feel it, you can see it. People that trust and people that don't. It really is simple. So if you are trusting and you're rooted in trusting and you're rooting in trust and you practice trusting, you practice, and when I say practice, it's like any other skill. Trust is a practice skill. It is a practice state of being, trusting and letting go and allowing and accepting that whatever is unfolding has a purpose, has a reason, is serving all. How many of you are at that point right now? Because if you raise your hand and you say yes, that means what's going on in the world with this pandemic and everything else is not even affecting you, not even bothered. You're not even bothered by it. And how about this one? You're not even talking about it. I know it's a hard one not to talk about. Oh, my goodness. Well, in Oregon here, when I say our quarantine, the restaurants are open on the 15th. So slowly but surely, the gyms are going to be opening again. So our quarantine is officially over or in the ending stages. I cannot wait to get out in the world. Well, I've been out in the world, but I cannot wait to get out in the world. First of all, I'm going to have to buy earplugs because I know that we're going to be talking about this coronavirus and the effects of it for years, decades and years, which is fine, which is okay. I'll just listen. We'll scratch that. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I know it's going to be a topic of conversation forever. And one of the reasons why I roll my eyes with that is because, you know what? Somebody asked me yesterday. I was on a Zoom meeting with my family, and I'm going to say these people. And these people asked me about Mother's Day. Listen, I get it. You haven't seen anybody for a week, or you haven't talked. And how was your Mother's Day? You know, I had steam coming out of my ears trying to remember how was my Mother's Day. I asked the universe years and years ago, how do I stay in the present moment? And one of the gifts that they gave me is short term memory loss. Why am I remembering how my Mother's Day was? I mean, I'm in the moment a week later. That's just me venting. And of course, I couldn't say that. I couldn't say, hey, well, I did say, you know, I don't remember last week, but now I got to come up with an answer because one of the things people expect is to have an answer for yesterday and how did you feel yesterday and what did you do yesterday and let's talk about yesterday. I got to say, I'm just not into it. So it's one of the times in my life where I put on my acting clothes, and yeah, I had a great Mother's Day, and my son called me three times, and oh, it was great, and it was over. I mean, what am I going to say? And I ate this, and I had that, and I mean, what? Anyway. I digress. Enough about me. Let's get back into happiness and defining it and sharing it. Not sharing it. And whose responsibility is it? And we've all heard it. Whose responsibility is it? Is what? Whose responsibility, who is responsible for your happiness? Who is responsible for your peace? Who is responsible for your energy and your vibration? And there we get to today's topic, which is looking in the mirror. Ooh, wait, now I'm getting chills. Looking in the mirror. Oh, my goodness, looking in the mirror. Well, looking in the mirror now is it's even more painful because, you know, as you get older, I mean, what the hell is up with the gray hair? Okay, don't tell anybody, but you know when women, well, I don't know about women, but this getting older I'm not up here, oh, yes, look at all the wrinkles, woohoo, oh, look at how my skin is hanging. It wasn't hanging before. I don't remember having hanging skin before. Yay! long sleeves, long sleeves. No, it's not that bad, but come on, universe, why? What? How cruel. How cruel. Back to happiness. The definition of happiness is being able to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. Happiness is, there is a formula to it, and it is found. The peace is found. The solutions are found. The answers are found right there in the mirror. You have the ability to find answers along with the universe. I mean, the universe is right there with you. I mean, you're the same. Come on. We are the universe. We're the universe in human form. We are consciousness. We are the universe in human form. So, but you're working with in this human form, I'm working with the entity, the universe. I say universe, some people say God, higher power, source, spirit, whatever you want to call it, it's fine with me. I don't have a preference, because one of the things that subtracts from happiness, or as much to my chagrin, is having a preference. And that's having a preference for anything. Preference. I'm not saying not to have it. I'm just letting you know that it subtracts from your happiness and it subtracts from your peace, the preference. And when I talk about preferences, you know, there's a program. We have all been programmed to have preferences of what's good and what's bad and what's acceptable and what's not. When I say have a preference, what I want to say is have the ability to flow through it all, whether it's a sunny day or whether it's a rainy day, whether it's a cold day, whether it's a hot, whether it's wind, just accept it all. And it's the same with life. Letting go of the preferences and being able to flow and being able to be okay with all that unfolds adds to your peace, happiness. And when I say peace, same happiness, contentment, the ability to journey through this life with your shoulders down, relaxed, trusting, surrendering, letting go, and thanking, being grateful for. Ooh, it's a hard one, being grateful for. Being grateful for the pandemic, being grateful for the circumstances of quarantine, being grateful for all of it. All of it. Let me check my notes. Okay, so, you know, because I write notes down to remind myself what to share, because I have so much in my little head, and every single day I have more, I gain more. You know what happened on Friday? Today's Sunday. Happened on Friday. One of the things that I practice, and I'll get to today's topic about looking in the mirror, but this is part of looking in the mirror. One of the things that I practice so much. Oh, it's you know what it does? It eliminates. Not that I've eliminated it totally, but it eliminates that list of things to do. How many of you out there have a list of things to do? I have a huge list of things to do, and I cross it off, and then I write another list because that list gets too sloppy and junky looking. I'm adding to it, crossing it off, and I have a list of things to do, but you know what? Whatever is on that list, unless it's business, you know what I'm talking about, paying bills, business, honey, audience, that list can go by the wayside. You know what I started? I started letting go of 10 things a day for 30 days. Let's see, when did that end? I ended that in May. I ended that on April 15th. I got half of it done, and then... on to something else that I'm inspired to do. My point is, practice following, listening to your intuition, listening to your inspiration. Practice trusting, practice listening to and following your inspiration, as opposed to that, this is what I'm going to do today, come hell or high water, I am going to A, B, C, D. I mean, if I put on my list to go, it's just something simple, to go to Costco, what if I wake, 3 days, what if I wake up and I don't feel like going? That's all I'm saying. When you practice listening to your intuition, when you practice listening to your inspiration, your journey, your day, there's so many things, magical things that happen that you would never even expect. I'm going to give you my Friday, which was a crazy day of all inspiration. All inspiration. I thought, I had no idea what I was going to do, which is the best. So that's another practice. What adds to happiness, what adds to peace, what adds to your contentment is practicing and being okay with uncertainty, being okay with not knowing. I know you people out there that have to know it, know it all and plan it. I know you planners. I know you control people. I know I used to be one. But I'm here to share with you that when you let go of that, when just do baby steps, baby, little teeny baby steps. When you let go of that plan, and I'm going to get through this plan, even though it doesn't feel like it's flowing, I'm going to get to it because I made a promise to myself. Oh, my goodness, make a promise to myself? Oh, boy, myself is always disappointed. Make a promise. I promise. I said it. I'm going to do it. It's my word. No, I let go of that. Because if I'm not inspired to, I'm not going to. Friday, what happened on Friday? Friday, I was out and about in town. Oh, Friday was the day that all the restaurants opened in Oregon. It was the 15th. All the restaurants are open, and the bars were open. I was just, oh, isn't that nice for the other people that can finally open their restaurants and open their bars. There were a couple people that started early, and in other words, they said, screw these rules, screw the law. Anyway, screw it, I'm opening early. Trust me, I'm not one of these people that's going to turn in anybody. You want to open early? I'm good with that. I can look the other way. I'm fine with it. But anyway, I digress. So I was out and about on the 15th, and there was one spot in Oregon. I call it my spot, and it's about 20 minutes, maybe 25 minutes from the treehouse. It's one of my favorite spots to be. It is my favorite spot to go. It's my favorite spot ever. It's called the Narrows. Anyway, there's a tavern, the Narrows Tavern. And so, you know, I when I say made friends, I'm friendly. And so I called the Narrows and I said, are you open? And the lady answered, I said, are you open? Her name is Tracy. She's the owner. And she says, yes. And I started screaming, yay, you're open. Yay, Tracy, you're open. Yay. And we're both screaming on the phone, excited. And this is about 11 o'clock during the day. Yay. And I didn't have any plans to drive to the Narrows. I didn't have any plans to go to the tavern. I had no plans to go to my, when I say the Narrows, there's a tavern Narrows, and there's also a place where you can hike down. Oh my gosh, and the water is just rushing. It reminds me of the Merced River in California in Yosemite. It's mesmerizing. You're mesmerizing. You just sit there. I sit there for hours, and I just sit there. It's my church. It's my place. Lord. It's just gorgeous. It's very powerful to be there. I can't even, even just talking about it. It's a very powerful place to be. And when she was, when we're both screaming on the phone, yeah, you're open. I said, you know what? I think I'm going to drive. I think I'm going to take a drive, take a little trip, 20 minutes, because I was closer, 20 minutes and just go into the bar, say hello. I was going to give her a little extra cash, you know. I don't want anything, just give her cash. Now she's open a little, you know, something to support the bar. It's been closed for so long. I drive all the way, when I say all the way, it's about a 20-minute drive. I drive to the tavern, and I see there's, you know, the signs up, we're open. There's a few motorcycle bikes out there. There's a couple of cars. And I walk in because it was probably 15 minutes after she opened, so she hadn't even turned the lights on. And I walked in, and I had people in front of me, and it was dark, and people were talking, excited. I walked in about 3 feet, and I didn't feel it. I didn't even say hi to her. I didn't say anything. I just turned around, and I walked out because I wasn't feeling it. That's what I say. I say I'm not feeling it. Now, you might ask me, feeling what? I can't explain it. I just wasn't feeling it. I turned around. I walked out. Now, I drove all the way there. I walked out. I said, well, I'll just go to my spot. And usually when I go to the tavern, I pick up food. I pick up a sandwich, or I pick up a hamburger, or I pick up something to eat at the spot where the river is. It's rushing river. And when you hike down, it's so loud. Woo, the water's so loud. Okay. So I was going to pick up a hamburger, pick up something to take to my spot just to have a little pee-pee, which is a personal picnic. I just came up with that on Friday. And I walked in, and then I walked out. I said, okay, I'm not feeling that. Now what? So before you get to the hiking area where you walk down to the little fall, it's not really a fall, but it's the river, Russian River. Well, it's a little fall. That's not a fall. Anyway, there's a market that sells fishing gear and it has a deli. It's, you know, this is the market with a lot of, and I'd never eaten there before. You know, a lot of people say that they eat there, but I've never picked anything up. And I walked in, and one of the things I love to do is I say, you know, I've never been here before. When I tell somebody I've never been there before, I get the behind the scenes. Well, what's good? What do you order? What's the favorite on the menu? What do most people like? You know, I'm always curious as to what's the popular thing. Because listen, I'm not going to order a club sandwich if everybody loves a hamburger. Anyway, I digress again. So I'm in there, and there's some people eating, and there's some people picking up, and I asked them, I said, well, what do you order? And a lot of people telling me, giving me their suggestions. And I couldn't decide, and this is one of my things, I couldn't decide whether to have a turkey sandwich. And when I say turkey sandwich, I'm talking about custom turkey sandwich or a hummus sandwich. So those are my choices. And usually, don't ask. I started this a while ago. It's just my thing. If I really can't decide the hummus or the turkey, I get both. That's right. That's what I do. I get both. And I did. I got a turkey and a hummus. Got my sandwiches. Then I drive to the little, which is less than 3 minutes, drive to the Narrows. I hike down. Oh, I forgot to tell you this. So when I'm at this market, if anybody knows me, you know my nickname that when someone asks me what my name is, I say it's Pancake. My nickname is Pancake. So I'm coming out of this market with my sandwiches. Mind you, this is in the middle. This is 20 minutes away, 25 minutes away from the treehouse. Random time, no planning. I'm walking out of the market, and I hear, Pancake, Pancake, is that you? Pancake. And who the hell? And I look, and it's one of my fisherman buddies. It's his son. So my point is, I would have never talked to him. We exchanged phone numbers, which I didn't even have his phone number. We exchanged phone numbers. We're going to go fishing. I would have never would have seen him because he was getting gas for his motorcycle. I would have never seen him. He was there probably, I don't know, how long does it take to get gas for a motorcycle? 5 minutes, 10 minutes? I would have never seen him. Then I hiked down to the water. I'm sitting there probably about 2 hours, maybe a little bit longer. And there's these kids coming. When I say kids, they're either in their late teens or early 20s. They're kids. And there are four of them. And now they're in my spot. And I'm this is my spot. These intruders. I'm in the middle of the forest and I don't want company. And so I see them walking my way and they're youngsters and doing what youngsters do. And they're taking pictures. And then I said, would you like a picture with all four of you? There were four of them, all four of you in the picture. Now we spent about 15, 20 minutes I'm taking fun pictures of them. They're laughing. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you, thank you. Who are you? I'm Pancake. What else happened on that day? What I'm saying is there's nothing you have to plan to do. Allow the magic of the universe to unfold, and you will have a very full day. I know something else happened on that day, but I can't even remember. I can't remember. I know there was a couple. I just remembered. Woo, just got chills. So I took the pictures, and then I walk up back to the car. For some reason, I just can't seem to leave this place when I'm there. And I'm sitting at the picnic table. There's one picnic table. And I'm sitting there because I'm getting ready to leave. And I get to the car, and I go back to the picnic table, and I'm sitting at the picnic table. I'm sitting. And about 20 minutes later, I say, I'm getting up. I'll leave now. And I have the experience that is going to last a lifetime. That's right. After I spent all the day down at the water, taking pictures, 2 hours of doing whatever I was doing, eating my half turkey, half hummus. What did I do? I ate half a turkey, half a hummus, and then a little bit later, I ate the rest. I had two sandwiches. Well, you know, all the sandwiches. Some of them I gave for fish food. Okay. I'm sitting at the picnic table. I'm getting ready to leave. I look down. Now, I made a comment when I first moved to Oregon, which is about 2.5 years ago now. I said, if this ever happened to me, I'm leaving, selling the house, I'm packing up, I'm out of here. And on that day, on that magical day, where everything was guided by inspiration and intuition, it happened. I'm sitting down, and I look down. I'm getting ready to stand up, and I'm standing up, and I look down, and there's a snake by my feet. He had to be at least 2.5 to 3 feet long. And I started screaming, and this has happened. I started screaming. As loud as I can. Listen, I'm loud. I'm a screamer. I started screaming as loud as I could. My knees, I was doing high stepping, knees up, screaming. I guess the snake had ears because he was moving pretty fast to get away. I've never seen a snake in my life, ever, unless he was at the zoo. This snake, I'm screaming and screaming. Of course, nobody comes. There's the fishermen down the way. Nobody even comes to save me. It doesn't matter. I'm yelling and knees up. Oh, my God, the adrenaline. Oh, I can feel it now. The adrenaline, ooh, Lord, scared the shit out of me. in about maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I, you know, shook it off, Taylor Swift, shake it off. I shook it off, and then I started laughing. I mean, what a great story to be scared to that degree, high-stepping, knees all the way up. I mean, I didn't even run anywhere. I was just running in place, running in place, screaming, what a great story. My point is, when you trust and you let go and you are inspired and you use inspired action, the more you practice inspired action, the more things that are going to inspire you to act. I got so much done on that day. When I say done, there were just so many things. Getting a new website redone. I mean, there were so many things I was inspired to do on that day that have been on my list. The website, you know how long that redo the website has been on my list? Come on. I think that the trademark or the mark on the website is 2018. It's 2020 now. Just connecting with different people, connecting with certain, just being inspired. I'm telling you, the inspiration, the practicing the inspiration and acting on inspiration, not only does it relax me, but it just solidifies that this journey is going to unfold and that this journey is going to happen regardless of what I think, regardless of what my ego wants or not. The looking in the mirror, I know it's not easy to look in the mirror and say, it's not them, it's me. They don't need to change. I need to change, but I can change. I can grow. I can adjust. I can expand. Me. It's my responsibility. It's my job. And quite frankly, that's empowering. It's empowering. You have choices in every single moment. This life, we're all living out our destiny. We're living out our destiny. And when I say practice letting go, when I say practice letting go of thinking and thinking that you have any control, the illusion of control, or what I do, we're all destined. We're all destined. At least this is what I believe. And you're going to live out your destiny whether you want to or you don't. Might as well live it out smiling. Might as well live it out hands up enjoying it. Or not. I don't like suffering. I don't like feeling, this is a mistake. Something needs to be different. No, it doesn't. Just because I don't know the bigger plan, or just because I trust that the plan is a perfect plan. Another thing that happened, and this is another thing about looking in the mirror, being around other people, and I try to make this simple. There's compatible energy and there's incompatible energy. That's it. Compatible energy, I might throw in neutral energy. Let me throw in neutral. I don't know if there's anything as neutral energy. I'm just making it up. But there's compatible energy and there's incompatible energy. Oil and water do not mix. Incompatible energy. Incompatible. Compatible energy and incompatible energy. It's very simple. And so these people that you, my dear audience, have an issue with or have a problem with, all it is incompatible energy. Because the sun is shining on all. There is a there is someone that I've known, I would probably say maybe almost a year, maybe 10 months. And I never knew this person personally. But during this quarantine thing, you know, people listened. I'm laughing because sometimes I feel this desperation. You know, you go through the call list of people, other people that, you know, I really don't talk to, but being desperate to conversation, or maybe just having a conversation. You know, I've called some people that my energy is just not compatible. And then when I get off the phone, I say, wow, already, you know, thanks for the reminder, universe, we're not compatible energy. Nothing wrong with them. Nothing wrong with me. Just incompatible energy. So this one person, there are a few people that were meeting at this person's house. And I got to the meeting early. So I was able to have a personal conversation, scratch the conversation, because I didn't talk, I listened. So I was able to really listen to this person in their own environment telling me this story about someone else. And I had never, I had a vibe already. I already had a vibe that it was incompatible energy, but, you know, I'm hoping against hope. I'm hoping, but no. I already knew it, incompatible energy. And now it's also, not only is incompatible energy, but now it's blasting in my face. And I don't do a lot of hanging out with people that are incompatible energy. I just don't. Don't wish them any harm. Love them too, accept them too. I just don't hang. My time is, I'm just not hanging with incompatible energy. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel flowy. It just doesn't feel good. So now I said, okay. So now the universe put a period at the end of incompatible energy, and they also added an exclamation point at the end of incompatible energy. So now I know that. And this person has my cell phone number. And from time to time, you know, somebody texts me and I respond, or sometimes I don't. I'm not one of those people that if you text me, I respond right away. I might not even see it right away, but you might get a text back from me three days later, or unless it's business. You know, I'm just not, they text me, I got to text them back or they're going to be mad. If I don't text them back, they're going to be worried. Well, listen, I know that their feelings are their responsibility, and I don't have a problem with, if I don't text them, they're going to, no, I don't fall into that. So I have not, so this person has texted me a couple times and I haven't responded, because now I got the explanation, point, incompatible energy. My point is, and I do have a point, the weapon that I use, thank you, universe, for giving me this weapon. I love saying it's a weapon, too. The weapon that I use is distance. Distance. You're not going to find me. But it's not distance with, I can't stand them. I can't stand them. They're horrible people. And, oh, gosh, and they're so A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Because if I do, they're so A, B, C, D. They're so selfish. They're so dishonest. They're so whatever I label them, oh, my gosh, it's the worst. It's the worst, my audience. I know I'm talking about myself, see? So the labeling other people, especially labeling them with a negative label. I know the truth, and the truth is I'm talking about self. So no way am I going to fall into that trap. No, universe, you're not going to get me on that one. You got me on that one for years and 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 years, but you're not going to fall. I'm not going to fall for it again. I am not going to say anybody is selfish, self-serving, none of that stuff. They just are who they are, and it's just energy that's compatible or incompatible. Can you feel how much peace that is? Can you feel how much peace that brings? Can you feel how much contentment and happiness that will bring to you when that's practiced? They're not jerks. They're not assholes. They're not selfish. They're not whatever the term you want, because if you use whatever term you use, trust me, you might as well plant it right there on your own forehead. I know, I didn't like it either. Oh, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And if you want to speak with me, just press the number 1. Hold on just a second. Hold on a second, audience. Hold on just a second, audience. Hold on, audience. Thank you for that, audience. I had to test. Someone told me that they were getting errors when they called in, so I had to test and make sure they could call in, because the queue, I have a couple people in, but you press the number 1 if you want to make a comment or you have a question. Okay, thank you for that, audience. Thank you for waiting for a second. Okay, weapon of distance. Yes, the weapon of distance. Energy is not compatible. Now, the other thing is the stories. Looking in the mirror, having a story behind why something is like the way it is, or why I'm like the way I am, I know the stories are very hard to get away from, but all stories are suspect, and it is up to you, the individual, the wonderful you, wonderful you, the one that's looking in the mirror, to choose to either let go of the story. Now, it's different if you're sharing, you're sharing something, you're giving a speech or you're sharing somebody else. It's different. But know that the stories are all suspect. So when I look in the mirror, and trust me, I have a mirror, I have this new apparatus, and it's a headband, and then I have a mirror that I can just look. It's you have a camera looking the other way. If you skydive and you have the camera on your forehead and you can see the person skydiving, well, my camera is turning around facing me. The mirror is facing me all the time. It's exhausting. It's exhausting. The stories that I tell, the stories that my ego tells, the stories that my ego wants me to believe, is another practice of, ego, thank you. In fact, one of the stories is life is hard, or life is a roller coaster. What I've done is life is, period. Shorten the story. The other story that I like to tell myself in the mirror is, I'm going to die soon. I'm going to die soon. I'm in my third stage, and I'm walking to my grave. When you get to a certain age, this mortality, looking at life and looking at the people that I've known that have died and that are my age and younger, and come on, I'm not going to live forever, or this body isn't going to live forever. So that's another story that creeps in. And when that story creeps in, I look in the mirror and I say, I'm not dead. I don't care how many stories about getting older, you know, the body, this is happening, this hurts, I never had this before, I used to be able to do that, and walking, you know, I'm going in fifth gear to my grave. You know, come on, the ego has so many stories. I have the same thing. Don't think just because I'm a happiness specialist that I don't have the same challenges that everybody else has. It just comes down to what you practice. It just comes down to what I practice. Other people can't make me happy. Things don't make me happy. Nothing, no events makes me happy. The happiness is a practice state of being. And what is it that I practice? What is it I practice in every single moment? Every moment, without fail. It's become who I am. Making peace, making happiness, my number one priority. That's a practice. Every moment, every waking moment. Not just sometimes, not just when I'm feeling good or feeling, no, every moment it is a priority to me. How can I be at peace in this moment? How can I find contentment in this moment? All the time. Surrendering to whatever is going on in the moment. Humbling my ego. Now listen, humbling the ego, you know what the ego hates? The ego hates letting go of stories. The ego hates surrendering and trusting. The ego hates it. So it is a witness. In other words, I witness my ego. I say, oh, this is what you're up to right now. Slick, ego, you're real slick. Practicing being able to distinguish the ego versus the universal voice. You know what else? Being yourself. Can you really be yourself? That was a difficult one, or it was a challenge. When I say being yourself, I mean looking in the mirror and being okay with who I am in every moment. You know what I discovered living in Oregon, and I had no idea that this was a discovery. But this going out of the house or leaving the house, when I say not caring how I look, I don't mean I'm going out without a shower or, you know, combing my hair, but there is a letting go of how I look. There is no makeup. There is absolutely, you know, I wear sweats 98% of the time. If it's not sweats, they're gym pants. And being able to be okay and not caring about what anybody else thinks of me. Can you look in the mirror and not care and not give a rat's rear end how anyone looks, views, or thinks of you or judges you? I'm still working on that. Trust me, I don't have all of it, because when I was in my Zoom meeting with the family yesterday, you know, people make comments and I'm not agreeing. I don't agree. When I say not agree, let me strike that. I'm not on that team. But, and so there's two ways to handle that. Number one, voice it. Number two, let it go. Voicing it, it's a two-way prong, because if I voice it, now what am I causing? Drama. And if I don't voice it, here we go. Why am I not voicing it? Am I not voicing it because of what someone else is going to think about me? Or am I not voicing my opinion or my preference or my stance because I want to keep the peace? There are two separate, distinct vibrations. Wanting to keep the peace is totally different than I'm not voicing it because I don't want to be seen or because of their judgment. So I had a little combination of both going there, and that having people know or judging, now you're going to think this way. I can let go of that. I can let go more of that. And then what do? I'm not, as they say, tripping over it. But what I am going to do is I'm going to ask the universe, hey, universe, how do I let go? How do I let go of caring about what anyone thinks about me, what anyone thinks about me? Because the universe thinks I'm perfect. The other thing to practice is having acceptance of this moment, past moments, and all moments, acceptance, surrendering to and having acceptance of. Living consciously, that means being aware of everything I'm doing, of everything I'm saying, of all of it. What am I contributing to this world in this moment? What am I contributing? Not what somebody else is contributing. They're going to contribute whatever they want. Oh, by the way, you know what else? The other thing that I'm working on right now or I can't believe, look at this time. The other thing that I'm working on or practicing is all the stuff that isn't universal and isn't peaceful and more on the drama side and the anger side and all that kind of side, I'm just going to chalk that up as entertainment, because I know the universe is entertained by me and by what the hell I'm doing, and what I'm not doing is entertained by all of it. Those assholes are laughing at me, and I say that lovingly. They're laughing. They're laughing at me struggling. They're laughing at me struggling when I don't accept and I think there's something wrong and I think something needs to be different. They're laughing. So I'm going to start laughing too. I'm going to start being entertained more. I laugh a lot, but to be entertained more, you can always laugh. You can always laugh more. Letting go, choosing a perspective, choosing my focus, and the biggest, oh my goodness, the biggest thing, one of the biggest things is staying out of anybody else's business, which means not noticing, not talking about, not focusing on what anybody else is doing. That's the universe's job. And with that, I have a joke that I heard, and I think it's pretty funny. I heard this week, I was with my buddies fishing. Well, I wasn't fishing. I was just watching them fish. You know, you can just go and watch them fish, and I'm just as happy. Well, here's the joke, and I don't know if I've ever, who knows if I've ever told a joke. I can't remember, but here's the joke. Here we go. And especially this is for my dear friend Craig Reed. Here it is. A bear and a rabbit are talking, having a conversation with each other in the woods. And the bear asks the rabbit, "Hey, rabbit, does shit stick to your fur? Does shit, when you shit, does it stick to your fur? Do you have a problem with that? Shit sticking to your fur?" And the rabbit says, "Yes, I do." And the rabbit asked the bear, "Do you have a problem with shit sticking to your fur?" And the bear says, "Yes, I do." And then the bear grabs the rabbit and wipes his ass with the rabbit. Silence for the laughter. I think I might have told that joke wrong. But anyway, I thought it was hysterical. The bear grabs the rabbit and wipes his ass with him. I think that's funny. Okay, Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website, which is going to be redone, I don't know how long it's going to take, but it's in the works. My website right now is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter @RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few few videos on YouTube, but that's a work in progress. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be found, can be purchased on Amazon.com. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, is going to be out sometime this year. And until next week, my dear audience, remember, you are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness with your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. Have a conscious week, and I will talk to you again next week.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.